our players did such an amazing job with this. You know, we had a team meeting the other day to kind of kick off this initiative, this campaign that I hope a lot of our fans get behind and kind of see what our players wear and have, and will support this initiative that really is about ending all racism. You know, and I think this is critical. Our team had a team meeting for about 2 hours the other night. 35 guys got up and told their story about how they were affected by racism. And we've done this, but we didn't do this as an intimate setting. We have done things through Zoom, but this was way different. And to hear stories from our players that maybe some I knew, some I didn't know. Some of the ways, different things that I would never know affected somebody a certain way. I saw it differently when they speak in person and share certain stories that they've had in their life. All players, not just African-American players. It was white players. It was white coaches. It was black coaches. It was just a family that all came together to do something that was way bigger than all of us. This is the generation that can end racism. There's extremes in everything and of every topic we all talk about. There's an extreme over here and a stream over here. We talk about, hey, we're going to start in the middle and work our way all the way out with how we're going to end racism. And we want to be the example. We want to make sure racism is a thing of the past, not towards the future. And our players get a chance to do that as they raise their own children, is make people aware now, but also as they go into their lives and have daughters and sons and have a wife that, and a significant other, they can be able to raise them as blank slates and raise them maybe in a way that they weren't raised, to be able to believe certain things from a very young age. And I think that was the biggest thing we took from that, is how we're going to be able to create change into the future by raising their own families.
You mentioned it was emotional, too. There were some times where these stories caught you.
Yeah, very emotional. I mean, every single one of these players are like our sons. And when you hear their hurt in their voice from things that happened when they were 8, 9 years old, when they were 16 years old, maybe 2 weeks ago, your heart just hurts. Because you never want to see your children hurt. You never want to see your child hurt or go through any type of pain, mentally, physically, or emotionally. And when you see that it's a spectrum of all of it, it really hurts your heart. And so this is something very real. This is something that's here. And this is something that we need to be the example of how we're going to change and how we treat people. And this is what our players feel very passionately about. And I'm glad that they have the maturity to be able to put something like this forward.
Who are the guys leading the cause here on your roster?
I think a guy like Micah Dude Treadway, Ben St. Juice, you look at Seth Green, Rashad Bateman, Tanner Morgan. Again, it's going to take all of us. It's not just one race. It's going to take every single person treating people as people, period, right? And treating everyone equally and fairly. And this is something that's bigger than all of us. But those are guys who have been very Coney Durr. This was Coney Durr's idea. Maybe not the here, but we need more education in our society. And I think, you know, Seth Green brought it up to me and goes, Coach, like, how many African-American teachers have you had in your life? And as I went through, I was like, you know, I haven't had any. It put it everything in perspective for me. I got education from one point of view or one textbook or whatever it was. This is about educating our players as people, as husbands, as fathers, as human beings, right? As a race of humanity, how are we going to be able to know what racism is, what it looks like, all forms of it, and how are we going to change it? And we need to be educated at times what racism is, times in our country, what did it look like? How can you identify it? How can you step in and help? And Coney Durr was all about having education is the answer. Not just empathy, but education. And that's where we came up with ERE means was, stop, before. And then we put the here, the H, for helping, because George Floyd was killed here. And so that's what the whole here campaign is. We all need to help end racism through education. And we all need education. And we all need to listen. It's not just listening. It's listening to how you can educate yourself, how you can make yourself better, how you can make somebody else around you better, and how you can know where we've always been to now know where we should go.
You know, locker rooms have, it's kind of a microcosm maybe. You know, when you're in the locker room, there's still sometimes disagreements, right? But they're, at the end of the day, to use your slogan, you end up trying to row the boat together even through some differences. And that can kind of be, you know, a microcosm of society in general as sports teams sometimes lead the way with this.
Well, I think the perfect way to look at what society should look like is just open the door and look inside a locker room. There's going to be disagreements. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody comes from the same background. Not everybody has the same religion. Not everybody has the same beliefs. Not everybody's the same age. Not everybody's the same size. Not everybody's the same color. Not everybody comes from the same economical background. Not everybody comes from the same educational background. You put them all in a room and you got to go find a way to win together. Together, not divide them, together. Look what's going on in our society right now, okay? And I'm not getting political with anybody, but I guess I am. Everything we do, we have to pick a side. It's crap. I hate that. Everything we do, we have to pick a side. Everything's becoming political in an election year. Everything. Things that shouldn't be political are political now. So the purest form of life in our world, I'm not saying the real world, right? I'm saying in our world is the locker room. Forget about me. I love you. We're going to do it together. We're going to row the boat together. You might have different views. I might have different views. We might argue. We might go against each other in practice. I might beat the living crap out of you for two plays, and then you're going to beat the living crap out of me. But we're going to walk off the field hand in hand, arm in arm, as teammates, as brothers, as family. That's what the world should look like. Why is it so hard? Like, I just don't know why it's that hard. And we can learn so much by just looking into a locker room. And we want to be the example of what it looks like with us. And that's what the whole HERE campaign's about.